We had filed our final brief last week, Thursday, only to be told at 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon that the almost 600-page document which we submitted, setting out in detail Mr. Taylor's case, that two of the judges have refused to look at it because we filed it 20 days later than we should have done. And my point is this, in the context of a trial which has lasted 3 years, do your listeners think that it's disproportionate for the judges to refuse to hear, in effect, the whole defense case because we're 20 days late? They're cutting out Mr. Taylor from putting forward a defense. And as far as I'm concerned, that is totally inequitable.
You must obviously adhere to the process of the court. Why were you late in filing these final submissions?
Firstly, because since the date was fixed for when the final brief was to be submitted, a number of issues arose which we felt we had to take up as legal issues before the court. And by the 14th of January, none of those issues had been resolved. Amongst those issues was one very central to our case, because Mr. Taylor had, since the year 2000, been saying that certain powerful countries were out to get him. Then in December last year, the Guardian newspaper in London published a couple of code cables, one of which, emanating from the U.S. ambassador to Monrovia, in effect saying that the U.S. government would have to do everything within its power to ensure that either Mr. Taylor was convicted or he got a long sentence, or if neither of those happy outcomes came about, that steps should be taken to try him in the United States. So here we had at the last minute confirmation of a central plank of our case. Were we supposed to overlook that? And how were we supposed to serve a final brief when issues as central as that were still outstanding? Tell me, have you ever heard of legal proceedings where your final address to a jury or a court is made when several important legal issues are yet to be decided?
Did you indicate to the judges that due to the nature of this evidence which had come to light, that you wanted an extension for the time in which you wanted to file your closing arguments?
We did it on no less than 3 occasions. The first occasion being right at the start of January, when we suggested that they might consider adjourning the deadline on the 14th of January for a few weeks in order to accommodate, not only to give us more time to file our brief, but also to give them more time to properly address the issues we were raising and which were still outstanding. But in any event, what they did do was this. After we told them that we would not be filing until those issues were decided, within a few days, we had these rapid decisions by them, none of which truly addressed the issues raised by us, but merely to get them out the way so we no longer had an excuse to file. Is that the way a court is supposed to operate? Particularly when they're dealing with a case as grave as this, the first African leader ever put on trial. What kind of example is this setting? Our African people, with only Africans currently awaiting trial before the ICC, supposed to look at this standard of justice, given this primary example?
You are now asking for closing arguments to be rescheduled prior to a final ruling in the case. How hopeful are you of having these closing arguments rescheduled?
And what I'm asking for is a right to appeal to the appeals chamber for them to consider whether it was equitable and just for our trial chamber to refuse to look at our final brief by a majority. And frankly, I am not prepared to provide a fig leaf to this court whilst they ride roughshod over my client's rights. What am I supposed to do, sit in court and give some kind of credibility to what's going on when I know that it's a farce? I'm sorry, this is not the way in which a trial as important as this should be conducted, and I'm not going to be party to it.
You risk being ruled in contempt of court and could be fined or given a prison sentence. How do you feel about that?
It's for the judges to decide whether they think that it's the right thing to do to be considering such punitive measures against me. That's out of my hands. If they wish to go ahead with that, there is nothing at all I can do about it.